Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let everybody stay where they are.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
You haven't any of it?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
You know, we always thought he was very special. I don't know why, but we did.
Ladies and gentlemen,
believe me, when he climbs into the ring, he'll have the people falling in the aisles.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing in this hour of mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez, and I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 29 years. Straight up today, we're talking combat sports, UFC 175. It's in the history books. Chris Weidman is still the world middleweight champion, but guess what? On this show, I'm going to bring you the man that started the entire UFC. I mean, the big guy, Art Davey, of course. He's written a book. It's called Is This Legal? And you would think he's talking about some type of drugs or some type of vice. No, no, he's talking about the UFC. That's the title of the brand new book. It just came out. Is This Legal? With a foreword by, of course, the famed referee, Big John McCarthy. But Art Davey will be here in just a few minutes right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You'd like to give him a call and talk UFC with the man that started it all back in 1993. That's over 20 years now. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Tonight, BJ Penn, the prodigy, former lightweight champion, 155 pounds with the UFC, going against a former lightweight champion. Both these guys have dropped to 145. We'll talk about Frankie Edgar, the Ultimate Fighter, Season 19, the finale, Battle of the Coaches. That's Fox Sports 1 tonight, 9 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock in the 6 o'clock in the West. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Just under 90 seconds remains in the fourth round.
We use that arm to try to take away the base.
Oh, look at the kicks.
That's old school Hicks and Gracie style.
Oh, he's got the choke.
Stuck it in.
Penn looking to choke out Florian. BJ Penn looking to remain the champion. It is all over. BJ Penn has defeated Teddy Florian.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Ronda Rousey. Last night, Alexis Davis, a very capable striker. The girl could strike. She had a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I mean, she could fight, man. Guess how long she lasted? 16 seconds. I kid you not. Right, like, Ronda did a judo trip on her, tripped her, and then like got her on the ground, and boom, like, well, started smashing her in the face out of her head like a boom, 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 boom. Referee jumped in and stopped the contest. 16 seconds. 16 seconds! The chick's blowing the opposition out of the water now. Her second knockout in a row. All the wins before that were by armbar. She's like 9-0 now. I'm telling you, she's the real deal, man. People laugh, you know. A couple of years ago, you were laughing at me and chuckling when I said she would become one of the better pound-for-pound MMA stars in the world. She has. And, she, of course, she's brought women's MMA into people's living rooms that normally wouldn't have MMA in their living rooms because she's a pretty chick and she can fight and she can walk the walk, but she can talk the talk. She does it all. She's the complete fighter. I mean, she's got the tenacity of 10 men, 10 angry men. When she's hot, man, not a chick to be around. I wouldn't want to live with her, okay? But when she's, like, not in the ring, she's the nicest person in the world. So the bottom line is she has a split personality, as do a lot of fighters, but she is the real deal, knocking out Alexis Davis last night in 16 seconds. Now in the main event, the World Middleweight Championship of the UFC. Of course, Ronda being the UFC Women's 135-pound Bantamweight Champion. Chris Weidman, the 185-pound World Middleweight Champion, defeated Lyoto Machida with the unanimous nod 49-46, 49-46, and 48-47. Machida had a late rally in this fight, but the bottom line was, you know, he didn't win it. Nobody's going to beat Chris Weidman. It wasn't the most entertaining of contests, no question about that, but you're not going to beat Weidman. Weidman probably took on his toughest challenge last night at 185 pounds, and I think he defeated Machida pretty handily. I mean, the scorecards sort of indicate what kind of fight it was. A 4-1 fight, so said two judges, 49-46, okay? Straight up, I'm telling you, Chris Weidman is one of the better fighters, pound for pound in the world. He's never been taken off. He's just a real deal. Why can't people accept that? He beat the greatest fighter of all time, according to the legendary announcer Joe Rogan, and Anderson Silva beat him once, knocked him out, knocked him cold, boxing 101, left hook, right hand the first time. Then, of course, in the rematch, checked his knee, used his knee check to stop Silva's calf kick and broke his leg, just broke it. I mean, that wasn't a fluke. Both those fights, there was no fluke in either of those fights. Chris Weidman won both those fights. He's now 12-0, and I guess he's looking for new challenges at 185 pounds. Uriah Hall was the winner last night. He beat Thiago Santos, the unanimous nod across the board. It was 2-1 on a couple of cards and 3-0 on one other card. 30-27 is 3-0. 29-28 is 2-1 in card. Is 2-1 in rounds. Of course, these are 5-minute rounds. Main events and championship fights in the UFC are 5 5-minute rounds. All other fights are 3 5-minute rounds. Russell Doane, now, a lot of people thought he won this fight. I didn't think so. Maybe I didn't pay close enough attention, but I thought Marcus Brimage did enough to win. A decision was split 29-28 one way, 29-28 the other way, and then 30-27 sealed the deal for Russell Doan. This was a fight at 135 pounds. Speaking of 135 pounds, my man, the California Kid, Uriah Faber. Wow, coming back with a vengeance. Alex Caceres, pretty good fighter, came in at 10-5. Well, guess what? Left the ring, left the octagon, 10-6. In the third round, is suffering a submission. Rear naked chokehold, like lights out, that boa constrictor type of thing. When Uriah Faber gets a lock on you, baby, it's all over. And the California Kid looking for bigger and better things at 135 pounds, of course. Now the rematch has been signed between the current world bantamweight champion, TJ Dillashaw, of Team Alpha Male in Sacramento, California, Uriah Faber's teammate, and Renan Barrera, the ex-champion, the guy that hadn't lost since Ronald Reagan was president. I mean, he hadn't lost in a long time, but he lost. He got his head handed to him. Dillashaw beat the snot out of him, up and down. I mean, left and right. It was like, whoa, man. And then stopped him in the fifth round to seal the deal. But he had won every round, almost every minute of every round up to that point. I mean, Barrera just wasn't in the fight. Why he thinks the rematch would be any different, I don't know. But the bottom line was, TJ Dillashaw handily beat him, and I think would be favored slightly over the former champion when they do clash later this summer. Of course, that was Uriah Faber, the California Kid, the former World Extreme Cage Fighting Champion, now 35 years old. Kenny Robinson shined last night as well on the UFC card, and he is a welterweight, 170 pounds. Bruno Santos was the winner. Rob Font was the winner. Luke Zacharys was the winner. But I guess the big sort of weird thing about the car was Stefan Struve. Remember we talked about him, that 7-foot guy that had the heart condition and they wouldn't let him fight. Then he got a doctor to say he was okay, so he was coming back. Well, he fainted in the dressing room, so they didn't allow him to fight last night. That guy's history. He's done. I mean, he is absolutely done. Now, tonight, not Spike TV. If you're looking for Spike TV in UFC, you're looking on the wrong channel. You got to go to Fox Sports 1. That's where the UFC, that's their home now. Fox Sports 1. 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time, the Ultimate Fighter Season 19 finale, of course, the Battle of the Coaches. I'm talking about BJ Penn, the former lightweight champion, the man they called the Prodigy, 155 pounds, taking on Frankie Edgar, another former lightweight champion. These guys have fought before. The bottom line is they fought at 155 pounds, and supposedly they both struggled to make 155, and guess what? They're fighting at 145. They're fighting at featherweight. So they both come down in weight, 10 pounds, more power to both of them. It'll be a good main event tonight on the Ultimate Fighter Season 19 finale. That's on Fox Sports 1, 6 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Now, coming up, the man that started it all. I'm talking about the creator of the UFC that brought it to television back in 1993, Art Davey. And the book, of course, he's penned, Is This Legal? No, I'm not talking about prostitution. I'm talking about the UFC. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of mixed martial arts live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Do what it wants, give what it wants. Respect will come to you, and you can hold your man.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The great Darlene Love coming to the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California, Sigmund Stern Grove later this month. I'll get the exact date before the show closes, but the bottom line is Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and, man, one of my favorite singers. Me and my dad, back in the day, used to listen to Darlene Love when she used to record for Phil Spector. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of mixed martial arts this hour. Of course, we are Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and, of course, the American Forces Network. Now, I'm excited about my next guest because he's a guy that started it all. They credit him with starting it all. In fact, he's got a book out. It's called "Is This Legal?" And you would think this is some vice or something like that. He's talking about the UFC. The author is the great Art Davey. Art, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, sir.
Hey Pedro, it's great to be here on Ring Talk. A real pleasure.
Well, lovely. Great to have you. Now, when did you first get involved in combat sports, be it wrestling or boxing or whatever? How'd you get your start?
Well, I love to tell the story, and it's in the book, that I got my butt kicked when I was a teenager training for the Golden Gloves, and it was a wrestler who took me down and made me say uncle. So early on, I was introduced to the issue of how does a boxer do against a wrestler?
Interesting, of course. Having won a few Golden Glove fights myself, wrestling is a different game. It's a ground game. Of course, this the UFC, it's called street fighting or dirty boxing in a lot of people's mind. But how did the concept come to the point where you envision this in your mind? And because when you look at the Royce Gracie days, I mean, Royce wasn't in the striking. He was in the submitting guys, these bigger guys, and he might not be able to compete with today's multifaceted warriors in the UFC. But talk to us about the start. How did you get this concept to start this UFC thing?
Well, I think after my experience on the beach with the wrestler, the seed was planted. Now, when I'm in the Marine Corps years later, it was a constant subject of barracks discussions about whether or not Bruce Lee could beat Muhammad Ali. And some friends of mine were over in Bangkok on an R&R, and they saw an Indian wrestler go up against a Muay Thai fighter. So this seed had been germinating in my mind for a number of years. And later, as a civilian, I'm working for an ad agency, and my boss says to me, our clients need some new ideas. And it was an importer of Mexican beer. And they wanted me to come up with something new. And what I came up with was World's Best Fighter, the idea of a tournament, an eight-man tournament, and that would go to pay-per-view. So this was something that, sports fans had been talking about for years, Pedro. All I was doing was figuring a way to package it and being able to take it forward as a franchise.
Okay. Were you surprised that the UFC just evolved and what it's a billion-dollar franchise now? Are you surprised it's, like, gone from what it was to what it is?
Not at all. Way back in the day, I understood that other than soccer, the martial arts was the physical activity that young people all over the planet had a relationship to. No matter what country you were in, there was a martial art, whether it was Sambo in Russia or Judo in Japan or Penjaksalat in Indonesia. So knowing that everyone enjoys a good fight, heck, it's in our DNA, I'm not surprised that the UFC has become as big as it is. Now, in the early days, though, in taking this idea forward from when I first had it in 89 to doing the first event in 93, it was a real dogfight to get people to say yes. I was turned down by HBO, Showtime, ESPN. The martial arts community called it dirty fighting. They thought that it was a little too rough, a little too barbaric. Everywhere I went, people said to me, why do you want to do this? This is only in the movies. In fact, a number of people I talked to probably thought I was casting for a movie. When we asked Chuck Norris to be the commentator at the first event, he said, is this legal? And that's where the title of my book came from.
Art Davies, the author, folks. The book is called Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the man who created, of course, Big John McCarthy doing the foreword. You and John go back a ways, huh?
We go all the way back to actually before UFC 1. John was a student at the academy, and I had become a student there. And we would sometimes take Hickson Gracie's 6:30 in the morning class. And I got to tell you, there were a lot of police officers in that class. It was 90 minutes, and most of us were gone by 40 minutes. Most of us would drop out. Big John, though, I think used to hang in there right till the end.
You know, you brought me back in time there. I remember I took I was boxing in South San Francisco at a gym, and I had just done my jumping jacks and my road work and this kind of stuff. I mean, I was just done. And these girls challenged me to get on a bicycle and cycle with them, right? It was like a 25-minute course. I lasted 15 before I fell off the bike. And it was when it's not your thing, it's not your thing. Art Davies, our guest, folks. The book is called Is This Legal? Now, Hoyce Gracie's a big part of the book, of course, a big part of the UFC legacy, the history, of course, the family. Did they create the UFC, this style of fighting? Was it their initial idea and you just package it or what?
Not at all. In fact, when you get into the book at all, you'll see that the chapter 4, the Gracie Challenge, that I didn't want to do the Gracie Challenge. And the reason being is that anytime, Pedro, you got two martial artists together from different styles and tried to get them into a match, it fell apart. And there was a simple reason for it. They'd argue about the money, and they'd argue about the rules.
Yeah.
It was like getting two pit bulls to argue about how a steak was going to be divided. So I wanted to do the world's best fighter, which was going to be a tournament, with eight different men from different martial arts, including boxing and sumo, and I saw it on pay-per-view. So I wanted to incorporate the fact that the Gracies were willing, among all martial artists that I had met, to get down and be willing to compete with other martial artists. You know, back in the day, there were an awful lot of people who turned me down. Dennis Alexio, the great kickboxer, mm-hmm. who was the brother of Jean-Claude Van Damme in the movie Kickboxer, he turned me down. Benny Urquidez, the Jet himself, said no. Heck, and we had a dream list that included Mitch Blood Green and the famous Russian Greco-Roman wrestler Alexander Karelian. I got turned down by 38 different organizations. Pedro, that's why I dedicated the book, Is This Legal?, to the 10 fighters who came to UFC 1 and put it on the line. Those guys were brave. They had guts. They were like X-15 pilots flying off into the wild blue yonder without a parachute.
Okay, name the honored 10 for us. Is this legal? Go ahead.
Hoyce Gracie, Ken Shamrock, Zane Fraser, Kevin Rozier, Art Jimerson, Gerard Gourdeau, Taylor Tooley, the alternates, Jason DeLucia and Trent Jenkins. What an incredible group of guys. You got to give guys like that credit because back in the day, like I say, a lot of people were telling me we wouldn't do this. You know, takes a brave man to step up and put his art on the line.
Ken Shamrock was scary. I mean, that guy was it Don Fry that he locked in the ankle lock or something like that over there in Japan in that pride fight and broke his leg in four spots and Fry wouldn't give up?
That's true.
Good Lord.
You know, Ken, Ken came right from Japan for the first UFC. He arrived on Tuesday, fight week. He had just completed a bout at Pancrase in Tokyo. And I think he was a little unprepared to do this event. We kept talking on the phone. He said, "This is real, right?" I said, "Ken, there are no rules." He was used to doing, you know, some
work
semi-works. Bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also the other one I forgot to mention, of course, and is Pat Smith as one of the 10. And, of course, Ken was the athlete who put him into an ankle lock and made him say uncle in the first UFC. You know, the fascinating thing about the show is that these guys didn't know what they were facing because nobody had ever done this before. Heck, when I went to the insurance broker, Gagliardi and Associates.
Yeah, Joe Gagliardi was my godfather.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, as far as radio is concerned, he gave me $4,000 to start the show back in the late 1980s.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
And as you know, his agency is one of the key brokers, maybe the key broker, in providing coverage for boxing events and martial arts events. When we called his people up, they didn't know how to evaluate this. And finally, somebody said to me, "Well, can we put this down as full contact?" I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Yes, it's full contact." That's got to be the understatement of the decade.
All right, Dave, you talk about his time with Joe Gagliardi. Joe Gagliardi, the godfather. That's what I used to call him, the godfather, of course, of closed-circuit television back in the day. He had all these closed-circuit entities, these locations all across the country. I mean, if you wanted to do closed-circuit for some of these big fights, you had to go through Joe Gagliardi. In fact, I'll say this. The last fight that was on closed-circuit TV was June of 1996 as far as boxing was concerned, and that was Oscar De La Hoya and Julio Cesar Chavez. And I want to say this, Joe Gagliardi, thanks for the $20,000 they made that night. He gave me my own turf, and he etched this map out art where people couldn't do any closed circuit or anything like that, and bar pay per view, nothing like that. Within 10 miles of me in all directions, it was fantastic. I sold my arena out. I had 4 different screens, 3 in Spanish, 1 in English. I mean, we rocked that night.
Wow.
But thank you, Joe Gagliardi, $20,000 one night. That was my introduction to the big time.
Very cool.
Art Davey, Is This Legal? That's the name of the book. We'll have him almost until the top of the hour. Of course, lots of stuff to talk about with this man who's got an interesting background, no question about that. Originally in the ad business. Well, now, good Lord, he's got history. He's got history. He's all about history. He is the UFC, the man that started it all. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We talked about Hoist Gracie and him. He had a nervous breakdown before that, before the finale in the Turfs tournament, or what?
You know, Pedro, that's not a widely known story, and I recount it in chapter 11 of the book, the first UFC. He had been isolated and been in training all week long with the Brazilians, headed up by his brother, the family champion, Hickson Gracie. In fact, I had not been permitted to see Hoist all week long. And even the night of the show in the dressing room, there was a phalanx of Brazilians guarding him like he was the Pope. And they wouldn't even let me in the room. Now, the story was is that at the dress rehearsal earlier that day, on Friday, November 12th, we had all the fighters come through and do a walkthrough from the dressing area out to the octagon. And Hoist and his posse were the last group through. And Todd Hester, the editor and publisher of Gladiator magazine, recounted this to me, that he saw Hoist and Hickson in the octagon. They were kneeling and facing each other. And Hoist, apparently, the pressure, the enormous pressure that was on him, remember, to defend and represent the family's art, perhaps it finally gotten to him, and Todd said that he was gently sobbing, and Hickson was holding him, cradling him, supporting him. I did not get a chance to witness this, but I trust Todd Hester's his veracity in observing this, and I don't doubt that was the case, because in all fairness, Hickson was the family champion. Hoist was the kid, the baby of the family. He was the one who babysat Horion's children.
Wow. Art Davies, our guest, the inside look into the world, the UFC, folks, the pioneer, the man that started all, of course, Hoist Gracie, going on to UFC fame. And we'll talk with Mr. Davies as to whether he thinks Hoist Gracie would be competitive in today's world. Of course, today's world now, guys are doing a whole lot of things, and they're doing all these different things. They're combining all these different aspects of combat sports into their fight game. Boxing 101, of course, Chris Weidman, the world middleweight champion, he's got boxing 101 now. He's learned how to box. He was a wrestler with a wrestling base. He's got some jiu-jitsu behind him. I mean, all these guys are learning all these different facets. But could Royce Gracie compete in 2014? That's the question I've got for Art Davey, the author of Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the Man Who Created It All. Of course, the foreword by Big John McCarthy. Big John McCarthy, if he isn't anything, he's honest. Straight up, honest and blunt. Check it out. He writes a foreword for this great book, Is This Legal? More with Art Davey on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network right after this.
Really not.
Let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Oh, under now. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
How cheesy that is. If you didn't know anything about television history, George Burns and Gracie Allen, you wouldn't know what that meant. Goodnight, Gracie. They were like on the TV, like in the 40s. Trying not to show my age here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts. You know, when my current guest is Art Davey, and he's got this book out called, of course, the Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC. But as I look at his picture of him here on the internet, he's sort of a cross between Lee Marvin and George Clooney, which is nothing bad, folks. I'm going to kid you not, but nothing bad. But he tells it like it is. He's a man that started the UFC back in the day, of course, 1993. I'm reading from the press release here. Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC from the man who created it. Of course, in November 12th, 1993. Now, 90 minutes before the show was supposed to go on the air, you still hadn't signed the contract?
You know, Pedro, like I said, it was a dogfight inside and outside the octagon. The night before in the fighters' meeting, Horion and Gracie and I really lost control of that meeting, and it might have degenerated into a brawl, except for when Kayla Tooley, the sumo wrestler, finally signed the release, slammed it down on the table, and said, "Hey, I'll be there tomorrow night to party. That's what I came here for. I'll see all you guys there." And then the next day, we still didn't have a signed agreement with our TV partner. And I had figured out that if we didn't sign that agreement, we couldn't do the broadcast that night. I was still pushing and angling for them to pay for the purses starting in the second show. I knew we were coming back. This was a franchise. And we paid for the purse, Horion and I, in the first show. So 90 minutes before the show, Pedro, we're still wrestling. We got the attorneys on the phone, and we're still going to the mat. And at the last minute, Bob Myrowitz from Semaphore Entertainment blinked, and he said, "All right, you got what you want. Let's go get this show and do it." So that's how it happened. But, boy, it was a dogfight right till the very end.
Okay, were you competing at all with Art Dorn and his Tough Man competition? Were there ever competition in that?
No, they were no more of a direct competitor to us than a house cat is to a leopard. I mean, you know, that was kind of a made for TV event. It came and went, and obviously after 21 years, and you see MMA all the way from Norway to Thailand, from Shanghai to Buenos Aires, MMA is the real deal.
You know, speaking of the real deal, we're talking with Art Davey, folks. The book is called Is This Legal? Ascend Books just released it as of July the 1st. We've got them on less than a week after the book is released, and we want to thank you for your time here on this Sunday. I know you've got other things to do, but Art Davey's a guest. Is This Legal? You know, the Pride Fighting Championships, I really like that 10-minute opening round. Being a former fighter myself, I sort of thought that was intestinal fortitude at its best. That was really the test of a guy, a 10-minute opening round. But in your initial tournaments, there was no time limit.
That's correct. What we had was, 5-minute rounds, and they were unlimited. It was going to go until there was a knockout or a submission. So, you know, there really were no rules for the first event. There was no biting, no eye gouging. And, the sport, though, evolved immediately. Right after UFC 1, the guys themselves started to cross-train. I remember between 3 and 4. Kimo Leopoldo showed up over at the Gracie Academy asking Horian Gracie if he can study jiu-jitsu. And before you know it, I was bringing in guys like Randy Couture, who were cross-training. This sport evolved right from the very beginning, Pedro. Also, the rules evolved. You know, by UFC 5, we were adding time limits, we were adding judging, we were adding gloves, weight classes. The sport and the athletes continue to evolve, and that's been the success of mixed martial arts, has been the organic evolution and then the tremendous support of the fans. Because when the media and the politicians got together and were trying to put the kibosh on MMA and the UFC, trying to ban it, it was the fans who in the early bulletin board days and later in the internet said, just like instead of saying, "I want my MTV," they said, "I want my MMA." And, you know, they're the ones who kept it really going.
Art Davey's on the line, folks. I think he's calling us from Sin City, Las Vegas. Are you down there for the Fan Expo?
Actually, I've got a ranch out here just about 50 miles outside of Vegas, and I've been at the International Fight Week and the UFC Fan Expo all week. Pedro, it's been really exciting over there, and this has been an incredible week for me and I think for the fans, absolutely.
Okay, let's get a little more direct here with these questioning, folks. We'll get a little serious here. Now, Art Davey's our guest. I got to pose you this question. Is is Zuffa Sports, Zuffa Sports having basically bought everybody else out, all the major competitors out, World Extreme Cage Fighting, Strike Forces, and that, they've become a monopoly. Is that good for MMA?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, anything that you look at as a development has pluses and minuses to it. And I think the plus, in terms of Zuffa coming in 2001, getting the reality show on Spike in 2005, is they've helped to bring MMA to the mainstream. They've really pushed this sport forward in a way that has gained a great deal of mainstream and establishment acceptance. On the other hand, I hear from some of the fans at the Expo this weekend that, you know, is there too much domination by one brand? Okay. And in all fairness, that may be still to be determined, because Bellator has Viacom as an investor, and they're on Spike, and now by bringing Scott Coker on board, it looks like Bellator is poised to give the UFC more competition. Look, the truth of the matter is that over the next 10 or 20 years, we're going to be amazed to see the promoters and the fighters that emerge. This sport is only beginning. Can you imagine what the champions from 20 years from now are going to be like? And who knows who might be the number one brand? When I was a young man coming up, IBM, with their mainframe and with their personal computers, was a dominant brand. And that changed.
Yep.
You know? And now you've got Apple as being one of the biggest corporations on planet Earth. Things change all the time. But MMA will be here forever.
The book is called Is This Legal? It's available right now at Amazon.com or AscendBooks.com. That's AscendBooks.com. Just how it sounds, AscendBooks.com or Amazon.com. Now, I'd be excited. Is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes.
I mean, so how much prep went into this, or was this off out of memory?
Well, you know, a number of fans have said to me, "Art, you must have had great notes." And Campbell McLaren, my old point man from SEG, called me recently, and we had a long talk, and he said, "Art," he said, "you remember more from 20 years ago than I remember from 2 years ago." Mm. And the truth of the matter is also that I saved all the paperwork, all the faxes, all the contracts. And as a guy from the ad business, anytime I used to meet with a client, I'd make notes. So I've got great records from those days. So 3 years ago, Sean Wheelock, the play-by-play commentator for Bellator, called me up and said, "Art, I'm a big fan." I'd never met him before. He said, "You and I got to do a book together." And Sean kept pushing on me and pushing on me. And he kept saying, "We got to talk to this agent with that publisher." Before you know it, we wound up with a deal. And Sean did help me with a great amount of research on the book. When I would come up with a particular statement or quote and saying that, you know, Horia and Gracie had met, Gene LaBelle on a heart-to-heart episode. What year was that? It'd be Sean that would nail that down. He also was a great editor. So this was a wonderful process. I really began writing the book hard last November and completed it in April. And I got to tell you, it was one of the funnest experiences of my life. True story.
The book is called Is This Legal? The True Story, of course, of the first UFC. Speaking of the first UFC, we're with Art Davey. He is the author extraordinaire, the man, of course, that brought us the UFC in its conception back in 1993. Could Royce Gracie compete at his weight class in today's UFC world?
You know, you brought that up before, and I'm glad you did. You know, in all fairness, the sport has continued to evolve. And you look at the athletes today. Every time I go to a show, I was in an amateur show Thursday night, Tough Enough, over at the Texas Station here in Sin City. And I got to tell you, you look at the amateurs today, they look like the pros of 5 to 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I think to answer your question, I think Royce today would have a hard time. And you remember when he finally came back to the octagon after 11 years and got in there with Matt Hughes? Quite frankly, you could see that the sport had evolved, and in a sense, perhaps Royce's game had not.
Okay. Who do you think the best fighter in the world is as far as the world of the UFC alone is concerned? Who do you think is the best?
Well, right now, you know, I'm a big fan of John Jones and Ronda Rousey. These two, I think, typify what men and women in the sport are supposed to be about, the kind of skills they bring, the kind of dedication they bring, the kind of commitment. And as I said, who knows what we're going to be looking at in 20 years, because, you know, at one time I heard that Major League Baseball sent a team over to China, and they found 40 guys who could throw a fastball faster than 90 miles an hour. So can you imagine what we'll find in places like China or India or Sandusky, Ohio, or Brooklyn, you know, in the next 20 years? I think it's going to be extraordinary who will be coming up and coming on.
Okay. Now, you were with the early part of the UFC. I'm sure you saw some guys you thought were on banned substances or prohibited steroids, things like that, right? Didn't you see some of that, I mean, to your naked eye?
Well, you know, there's no doubt about it that early on it wasn't just the bodybuilders who were using the vitamin S, as Horian Gracie used to call it back in the day. And early on, I was proud of the fact that I did AIDS testing in the first UFC when a lot of boxing promoters weren't. Mm-hmm. And later on, we had hepatitis B and C. But we never got in all the 5 years that I was involved in being the booker and the matchmaker in testing for steroids. It's gotten a lot more sophisticated today. It's a real problem in the industry, in the sport. And back in the day, to answer your question, I think not only steroids, but human growth hormone was being used and taken.
Well, this is what Dana White had to say about legalized steroids. He's talking about testosterone replacement therapy.
When you really break it down and you look at it, it's science. You know, as you get older, your testosterone starts to get lower. Science has figured out a way to get it back up to even. But in like all things, when money is involved, people will find ways to cheat. And even though this thing is legal, people have figured out how to cheat on it. So it has to go away. What it is it ruins good fighters. Once you get on this stuff or any type of steroid, you can't get off it. You have to continue to use it. Because once you start using it, your body stops producing it like it did before. So it's definitely not good for you. It's meant for 45, 50-year-old men. That's what it's meant for. It's not meant for young, well-conditioned athletes.
Dana White on testosterone replacement therapy, which for years I call legalized cheating. What's your stance on that, Art Davey? Should testosterone replacement therapy be part of combat sports?
You know, I align myself with Dana on that issue. I think he's right on in terms of how he's seeing it. It does constitute a form of cheating. And I think even in the bigger picture that we have to be and remain aware of is that this is not good for the athlete. And I've noticed in my experience that there's a development of the muscle and tendon, but there tends to be a brittleness when it comes to bones. I used to see more injuries along those lines. And once your body starts accepting this, it doesn't produce it as much. It's really bad mojo. It's really bad mojo. Dana's right about that. And yet, if there's money involved and if a guy thinks that it'll give him a 5% edge, he's going to take it.
That is
the problem.
The man started a billion-dollar industry. I'm talking about the UFC. His name is Art Davey. The book is out. Art Davey and Sean Wheeler combining for this fantastic book. Is This Legal? The Inside Story of the First UFC. It's at Amazon.com, of course, AscendBooks.com. Straight up, it's a fantastic book. Mr. Davey, I thank you so much for your time, sir. You've been a great, great experience for me.
Hey, Joe, it's a pleasure. And I got to tell you something. Fans out there, if you really want to know how the sport began, this is a good way to get a handle on the sport that you love. And like I said, it's available at both Amazon.com and AscendBooks.com. Really appreciate your time today, Pedro.
The great Art Davey, the creator of the UFC, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and the American Forces Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit. But you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That baritone sax? My man, the doctor, Stephen McKenzie Kupka, founding member of Tower of Power, Tower of Power, hitting the road July the 8th, back with their cross-country tour with Journey. And, of course, the Steve Miller Band, Journey, the Steve Miller Band, and Tower of Power. In fact, I've written something on the tour itself at the Tower of Power message board. Go to towerofpower.com, hit the message board. Pedro, Song of the Month. I got it going on always when it comes to the funk godfathers of Northern California. Well, I want to thank Art Davey for spending some time with us today. Of course, Art Davey, the founder of the UFC, the man that's got this book out, Is This Legal? The inside story of the first UFC from the man who created, of course, 90 minutes before the show. They didn't even have a contract to go on television. Art Davey, great book, great guest. Want to mention the UFC, of course, UFC 175 last night. Hey, Chris Weidman, still the world middleweight champion, no question about that. Of course, handily beating Lyoto Machida. Machida had a late rally, but it wasn't enough to even bring it close on these scorecards. And, of course, tonight, BJ Penn, Frankie Edgar, those guys going at it for the third time. Of course, the former lightweight champion is 155 pounds, now fighting at 145 pounds. This is the main event, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock in the West. Of course, we'll talk about Fox Sports 1, The Ultimate Fighter, Season 19 finale, July the 6th, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, only on Fox Sports 1. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and this hour of mixed martial arts. I want to thank my producer, Scott Cuddy. I want to thank Art Davey for spending some time with us. What a fantastic guest with a great story. Don't forget the book, Is This Legal? At Amazon.com as well as AscendBooks.com. Straight up, great guest. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, don't forget Ring Talk at iHeartRadio.com. 'Cause I love-